The following is a presentation of Circus 13 Productions on the web at circus13productions.com.
If only I hadn't woken up late that morning. If only I hadn't been rushing to catch the bus. If only I hadn't accidentally spilled coffee on my overcoat sleeve. The trouble that one little slip got me into. I may never drink coffee again. If only the stranger I would come to know so well hadn't been on that same bus. If only. Thanks for waiting, Al. I haven't run like that since high school. Whew.
I saw you out the corner of my eye, Mr. Duffy. You're one of my regulars, so I was wondering where you were.
Woke up late. I had to grab my coffee and go. The next bus isn't for a half an hour. I didn't feel like waiting in this cold.
Wow, it's brutal out there. Looks like you had a run-in with your coffee.
Huh?
On your sleeve.
Damn, I just had this cleaned.
Not your day, I guess. You better go grab a seat. The light's gonna change soon.
I tightened the cover on my coffee and cursed my luck. As the light changed, I walked down the center aisle of the bus looking for a place to sit. It was pretty crowded. I finally saw one empty seat. And then I saw why it was empty. The vacant seat was beside a very unusual-looking young man in his early 20s. His hair was as white as snow. He wore a purple tuxedo that could have come out of the 70s, and no overcoat against the biting winter weather outside. Having no other choice and being tired from my early morning sprint. May I sit here?
Certainly. Your country and this universe are free.
Thanks. Much better. Thank you. What a morning.
It's you! I don't believe it. I, the lowly Tro, am unworthy of this.
Excuse me?
To have been selected from all the undeserving wretches of creation. I am honored and humbled. I will do as you ask, O great and wise Parmac.
What did you call me? Parmac? I'm afraid you have me confused with someone else. The name's Duffy. Paul Duffy.
I know exactly who you are.
You do?
Yes. You are the AO, the Anointed One.
This is certainly not Paul Duffy's day. First, he wakes up late and must rush to catch his bus so he can be at work on time. Then, he spills coffee on the sleeve of his newly cleaned overcoat. And now, some white-haired young man in a loud purple tuxedo is certain that Paul is the Anointed One. Can this day get any stranger? Perhaps it's best not to tempt fate. We'll be right back with The Sacred Coffee Stain of Parmac. We now return to Paul Duffy's memorable morning commute on the bus. The white-haired young man in the purple tuxedo, whose name is Tro, has pushed his way out from his window seat to the bus's center aisle and is now kneeling before a very uncomfortable Duffy.
Mr. Duffy, is there a problem back there?
Nothing to worry about, Al. Will you please get up? You're making a spectacle of yourself.
I prostrate myself before you, AO.
I can see that. So can everyone else on this bus. What's your name?
I am called Tro.
Okay, Tro. Will you...
The Anointed One speaks the name of this miserable wretch. I am greatly honored, but my name is unworthy to form on your blessed tongue.
Sure. Whatever you say. Look, friend, I'm going to scoot over to the window seat. I want you to get up off your knees and sit beside me.
Whatever you say. It is written that I should be with you.
Have a seat.
I am blessed to be in the AO's presence.
If you say so. Look, Tro...
Again, my unworthy name is formed on your blessed tongue.
Can we get over this name thing? If we're going to talk, I might need to address you by your name. You don't need to keep telling me you're unworthy, okay?
Whatever you say, AO.
What's AO?
It is short for the Anointed One.
And you think I'm the AO?
I know you are.
How?
From your coat.
What are you talking about?
The stain on your sleeve. It is the very image of the great god Parmac.
It's a coffee stain, French roast.
Nevertheless, the stain is in the shape of Parmac's countenance.
I guess it does kind of look like a face in profile.
It is the spitting image. I have seen such things in our sacred texts.
Pictures of coffee stains?
Of Parmac. It is written that someday the Ao will appear to one of the great god's followers, and I, this most unworthy wretch, have been selected to be the second in this grand and wonderful divining.
What religion are we talking about here?
Carnapism.
Never heard of it.
Not many people have. It is a new religion.
How new?
About 300 years.
You consider that new?
Compared to the more established faiths like Catholicism and Judaism, yes.
Look, Tro, and please don't tell me about my blessed tongue and your unworthiness.
I understand.
You think I'm the Anointed One because of a coffee stain?
Your appearance is prophecy in our sacred texts.
They mention me by name, Paul Duffy?
Well, no.
I'm flattered, really, but I'm not your Anointed One.
It is also written that the Ao will deny any knowledge of his status, as Parmac will choose someone unknown to Carnapism.
But I'm not religious. I didn't even go to church last Christmas. You can't get less religious than that without being an atheist.
You are the Ao, and I am to be your second.
My what?
The Ao serves as a conduit between Parmac and the second, me. By staying at your side, I will soon receive all the wisdom of the great god through the divining.
But I am not the Ao.
You have Parmac's image on your coat.
It's coffee. I'll tell you what. I'll give you the coat. It's all yours. You can bring it to your church or temple or whatever. You must be cold in just that tuxedo.
I must refuse. I am only to be the second. I cannot attempt to usurp your sacred status by donning the blessed coat myself.
Oh boy.
I will stay with you. I will learn from you.
But I don't know anything about your religion. I never even heard about it before today.
No matter. I will follow you day and night. I will stay by your side and wait for the moment of the divining.
How long until this divining happens? Do the sacred texts mention that?
It takes what it takes. It could be hours. It could be months.
Months? I've got a job, a wife, and a baby on the way. I can't have you beside me everywhere I go like a dog on a leash.
I will be no trouble.
You've already been trouble.
I must be with you when the divining occurs. It is my sacred duty as the second.
But...
You will barely know I'm around.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Al. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Mr. Duffy, and good luck.
Where are we off to?
I'm going to work in the Shepherd Building. I don't know about you.
What do you do?
I'm an accountant. Look, Tro, it's been fun talking with you, but I have to be moving along. I'll see you later. Maybe on the bus.
I must walk with you.
Why?
I cannot take the chance that you will dispense Parmac's wisdom through the divining without me present.
Very well. Come on, Spot.
This is your building, AO?
I work here. I don't own it.
It is very impressive, worthy of the Anointed One.
I'm glad you approve. I'll see you later.
Hey, buddy!
Yes, friend?
Where do you think you're going?
With Mr. Duffy.
Not without a building badge, you ain't.
But I must not leave the side of the AO.
The who? Is something wrong here, guard?
This guy was trying to walk into the building. He didn't flash me a security badge or nothing.
There is the AO.
Is he with you, Mr. Duffy?
Unfortunately. Let me deal with this. I'll be right back. I hope. Follow me, Trump. Have a seat.
Is there a problem?
Well, yeah. You can't simply walk into my building like that.
Why? Is this not a free country?
Well, yes, but there is such a thing as security, particularly in this day and age.
And this security will not allow me to follow you any longer?
Exactly.
But the wisdom of Parmac...
We'll have to wait. I've got work to do upstairs.
And following you upstairs is forbidden?
Definitely.
But I would not bother you. I would sit beside you and not make a peep.
It's not my decision to make.
The burly man I spoke with earlier decides?
He does.
Could I plead with him?
He's not a big talker. He speaks with his fists.
We believers in Carnapyism practice nonviolence.
Good for you.
So, it's not worth trying?
Not at all. You could get me in trouble. Is that what you want?
Never in my life would I wish to cause you trouble. I will wait here for you.
What?
Are not these seats for the general public's use?
They are, but...
Then I will wait patiently here for you and meditate.
But I'll be busy for a while. 5 o'clock or even later.
I will stay in this seat. Will the burly man mind my doing that?
I'm not sure. I don't think anyone's ever done it before.
I will cause him no trouble.
See that you don't.
Will you be removing your coat when you get upstairs?
Sure I will. Why do you ask?
The texts mention that the divining cannot occur unless the AO is adorned with the symbol of Parmac. In this case, your coat. If you're not wearing it, the sacred event will not happen.
Swell. Look, Tro...
Anointed One, I am so grateful that you are practicing such benevolence. It is written that you would. Your great country is known for its freedom of religion. People of other lands would have pushed me aside long before now.
Yeah. See you around 5 o'clock.
Coffee, Mr. Duffy?
No, thanks. And could you please not mention coffee in my presence ever again?
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
Bad weekend?
No, just the morning. I'll tell you later. Can I ask you a favor?
Certainly.
Could you please take my coat to the cleaners and ask them to get rid of the stain on the sleeve?
Sure. I was heading over a little later myself.
Do you think Alice could do that by the end of today?
I'll ask her. It shouldn't be a problem. They're pretty quick over there.
Thanks. You might want to go out the secondary entrance when you head over there.
Why?
Trust me. Paul Duffy.
Mr. Duffy, this is security down at the front desk.
Yes?
We're having a bit of a problem with that friend of yours, the white-haired guy in the purple tux.
What's the trouble?
He's been sitting where you left him for hours. He's hardly flinched, but he's kind of freaking people out.
Just by sitting there?
Not exactly. He's also started humming.
Humming?
Yeah, and loudly sometimes.
I'll be right down.
Ayo, I am so happy to see you again. You honor me with your presence.
Happy to oblige.
You have not been wearing the sacred coat, I trust?
Of course not.
That is good. Then I need not worry about missing the divining.
Tro, I got a call you were causing a disturbance down here.
I?
Yes, you. You said you weren't going to cause me any trouble.
And I have been true to my word. I have been sitting here quietly since you went upstairs to your office.
I was told you were humming. Loudly.
Humming? Oh, I may have been. I was meditating, and that has been known to happen occasionally when I meditate. Was I disturbing others?
You were.
I am sorry. I sometimes enter another plane when I meditate. I was not aware I was causing a disturbance.
Can you stop the humming?
Certainly. I have no intention of meditating anymore. If there is no meditation, there will be no humming.
Good. That will make everyone feel better.
Including the security guard?
Especially him.
I will cause no trouble.
Good. Do you want a newspaper or something to read?
No, thank you. I have the mysteries of the ages to contemplate.
That should keep you busy.
Paul Duffy.
Mr. Duffy, this is Alice over at Commonwealth Cleaners.
Yes, Alice, how's my coat coming along?
That's just what I'm calling you about. The stain on the sleeve looks like coffee. Is that right?
Yes.
Strange.
What is?
It won't come off.
What?
I've cleaned hundreds of coats like this one in my time here, with all kinds of stains. I've got some tried and true methods, but this stain won't budge.
How can that be?
It beats me. I've tried 3 times to get the stain out with stuff that would take the spots off a Dalmatian. No dice. I've cleaned this coat for you before, haven't I?
Several times.
I'm sorry, Mr. Duffy. What I tried should have worked. It always does. I'm at a loss. Will Pam be coming back to get the coat, or would you like me to run it over to you?
And so, if you'll all turn to page 29 in the handout I gave you, we can...
I'm sorry. That's me. I won't be a minute.
Make it brief, Duffy.
Hello?
Hi, honey. It's me.
Are you okay? Is the baby all right?
We're fine.
I'm afraid this isn't really a good time to call. Old man Wilson is holding a meeting.
I wouldn't have called, but this is really strange.
What is?
I just got back from running some errands, and there are people on our lawn.
People?
There must be a couple dozen of them. They're all wearing really gaudy purple tuxes, and a lot of them are humming.
Oh, no.
One of them touched my belly and called me something like Anointed Mother. You know how I hate it when people touch me like that.
Are our guests causing any trouble?
No, it's just really weird. It's below freezing outside. There's snow on the ground, and they're acting like it's summer. I don't mind telling you, I'm scared.
I think I know what's going on.
You do?
I'd tell you, but it would take too long. I'd kill the battery on my cell. I'm coming home now. I'll take a taxi.
But you're meeting.
They'll have to live without me. Ellen, I don't think any of our visitors will cause any trouble, but lock the doors just in case.
I always do.
I'll be back as soon as we can snag a cab.
We?
Yes, I'll be bringing a guest home.
Anyone I know?
No, but he'll be wearing a purple tuxedo. Love ya. Goodbye.
As you can see in the pie chart, the number of clients who report complete satisfaction with our firm...
Excuse me, sir?
Yes, Duffy?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to head home.
An emergency?
Nothing horrible, but something that requires my immediate attention.
Very well, if you must. I'm not happy about this, Paul.
Neither am I. Hello again.
Anointed One. I didn't hear you. My apologies. I was flipping through this magazine the guard gave me.
Sports Illustrated?
Yes. I have never seen it before. I mainly read our sacred texts. I am at a loss to understand what sport all these scantily clad young ladies play.
We'll talk about that later. I just got a call from my wife. It seems like some of your purple brethren have found my house.
Really?
They're making the missus a little worried, and being pregnant, she's in no mood for that. She can be cranky enough on her own.
No one will harm her.
How did your pals know where we live?
I'm not sure. It must have worked.
What must have?
My meditation. We followers of Carnapeism learn the power of telepathy. Or should I say, we try to. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The meditating I did here must have actually worked.
You don't know my address. How'd they find it?
Probably the phone book.
Why are they at my house?
I suppose they hope to witness the divining.
Come on, you're coming home with me.
To the house of the Anointed One and his expectant wife? I'm not worthy.
Of course you're not. We're grabbing a taxi.
If you say so. May I bring this magazine?
When Tro and I pulled up outside the house, I saw why Ellen was concerned. A couple of dozen white-haired, purple-tuxedoed men and women of various races and ages stood on our lawn amid the Christmas decorations I had yet to take down. 2 of them were setting up a barbecue. A few of my neighbors stood on the sidewalk, looking quizzically at the unusual sight. As Tro and I stepped from the cab, a round of applause rose up from his fellow worshippers. We hurried up the marble walkway. Several of the white-haired men and women congratulated Tro on being the second and slapped him on the back. One of the younger worshippers high-fived him. Ellen quickly opened the front door and let us in.
Thank God you're home, Paul. Those people are really weirding me out.
So glad to meet you, Mrs. Duffy.
You're one of them?
His name is Tro. I met him on the bus this morning.
And a blessed meeting it was.
Is your entire congregation out there on my lawn with Santa Claus and the reindeer?
I believe so.
How many of you are there?
27. 28 if Murray has returned from Miami Beach.
Paul, what's this all about?
Let's go in the kitchen. I'll tell you everything. Tro, you're not invited.
I must stay with you while you wear the blessed coat.
The what?
I'll only be a minute.
But if the divining were to occur while I was not by your side...
What is he talking about?
It's a long story. Here. You hold on to the coat for me while I go into the kitchen.
I cannot touch it. I am but the second.
Okay. There. It's on the chair. You won't miss anything. We'll be right back.
You're kidding.
I wish I were. Tro is convinced that his God is going to speak to him through me by something known as the divining. He calls me the Anointed One, A.O. for short, because of that coffee stain on my coat, which he says looks like Parmac.
This is crazy.
Don't you think I know that?
Couldn't you shake him?
I tried. He's very persistent. He stayed down in the lobby all day waiting for me. Then he appealed to my patriotic nature.
You're too trusting, dear. Sounds like a con to me.
What do you mean?
This Tro comes back home with you and insists that he has to stay beside you for this thingy to happen. He's probably going to expect free room and board until it does happen.
I don't think he's like that.
He's still there. I thought for sure he would have left by now.
What's he doing?
Kneeling down by your coat.
How long will your fellow worshippers stay outside the house?
Until the divining occurs.
And when will that be?
We have no way of knowing. Parmac will decide that.
Are they still there?
All of them, and maybe more. I guess Murray came back from Miami Beach.
They must be freezing out there. It's January.
My religion teaches mind over matter, Mother of the Anointed One's child. They do not feel the cold.
Oh, they must be hungry then.
I doubt it. They're having a weenie roast.
That's enough. I'm pregnant and tired, and I want to go to bed.
Me too.
But what of the divining?
It'll have to wait until morning. This A.O. needs some sleep.
Tro, didn't you say that unless Paul is wearing his coat, this divining can't happen?
Very true.
Put it on, Paul.
What?
Put on your coat.
Put on a wool overcoat in a 70-degree house?
Don't argue with a pregnant woman.
But...
We need the divining to happen so we can attempt to get our lives back to normal. If you don't wear the coat, it could take forever to occur.
She is correct. With more frequent wear of the blessed garment, the divining will occur sooner.
All right, I'll put the darn thing on.
I am honored to witness the donning of the sacred coat.
Yeah. There. Let's go to bed, honey.
It's about time.
Tro?
Yes?
My wife and I are going to bed. You're not invited. You can sack out on the couch if you like.
But I must stay by your side. If the divining occurs and I, the second, am not there to receive the wisdom of Parmac...
Enough! I am now very tired.
Mother of the ages.
Get your hand off my stomach!
She hates that.
I am sorry.
I'm sleeping in the guest room tonight.
But what about me?
You and your pal can sleep in our room so he doesn't miss his divining.
Hold it right there.
Is there a problem?
You are not getting into bed with me.
Why not?
You're just not.
I assure you that you have nothing to fear. Carnopeism teaches celibacy, and I have been a believer since my birth.
So you've never had...
No. My religion is everything to me.
Wow. You're stronger than I am. Haven't you ever felt, well, stirrings?
Of course. I am celibate, not robotic. I felt some stirrings earlier today while looking at the young ladies in that magazine.
You're not stirring anything in this bed.
But I must be by your side.
Pull over that chair in the corner. You can sleep in it. That should be close enough. That's how it went for 6 days and nights. Tro slept comfortably in the recliner by my side, Ellen slept in the guest room, and I tried to sleep while wearing the sacred coat. Every morning, Tro would get up with me, have breakfast with us, and follow me to work. He'd stay in the lobby while I went upstairs, never humming but sometimes looking at the dog-eared copy of Sports Illustrated. My patience with this whole divining thing was rapidly wearing thin. How much longer can this take, Tro?
There is no way to tell, Ao. The attainment of heavenly wisdom is not something by which one punches a time clock.
I'm getting tired of this.
You should sleep, then.
I'd love to. With my wife. I've gone above and beyond the call of duty here in allowing you your freedom of religion.
You have been most patient.
I haven't slept with my wife in almost a week. You're following me wherever I go, even to the bathroom, which I'm really not happy about, like a puppy that's being housebroken. This coat is starting to stink, and your buddies are having a 24/7 weenie roast on my front lawn. Don't they ever sleep?
Through the use of our mind-over-matter techniques, we Carnopius can go without sleep for some time if need be.
Wonderful.
Ao, I know this has been an inconvenience for you.
Inconvenience? An inconvenience is when the cable goes out. This has been a big pain in the butt. Wait. I'm getting something. I think this is it.
The divining?
I believe so.
What a glorious moment.
I'm being told to relay these things to the second. That's you. Always wait a half an hour after eating before going swimming. Don't sleep in the subway. Don't eat the yellow snow.
Ao, you're joking with me. Parmac would not know of subways.
You can't blame a guy for trying. Do you have any plans today, dear?
I'd better go to the supermarket. Our bacon and eggs aren't going so far with three of us eating them.
I am grateful for your hospitality.
I suppose you're coming to work with me today.
Absolutely.
Honey, how about tonight the two of us...
Three of us?
Oh, yeah.
The three of us what?
I thought we could go to dinner at...
Paul, is something wrong?
I suddenly feel...
Whoa!
He's rising up in the air!
Tro, give me your hand. Quick!
No, anointed one. It is the divining at last. I know it to be. Glorious! Absolutely glorious.
Paul, I'm scared. What's that light coming off of him?
I don't know.
I, the lowly second, surrender myself gratefully to the will of Parmac.
He's disappeared. Where'd he go?
To a better place. For him, anyway.
Honey, the stain on your coat. It's gone.
Tro had vanished into thin air, as though he had never been. I went outside to tell his pals what happened to him. They all applauded wildly and then walked silently away, a mass of white hair and purple tuxedos, leaving nothing behind but footprints in the snow on my lawn, a couple of dead charcoal grills, and some undercooked weenies. Every day when I step on my bus or walk down to my building's lobby, I expect to see Tro sitting there. But of course I don't. He's gone on to some other astral plane, or whatever you'd call it. Some place he wanted to be. Cleaning up the other day, I stumbled across Tro's tattered copy of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. I held it in my hand for a moment, chuckled, and went to throw it in the recycling bin. Something fell out from between the pages. When I picked it up, I realized it was a note from Tro, in purple ink, addressed to me. It read, "Dear AO,
thank you for everything. This would never have been possible without your blessed assistance. Parmak sends his best for your help and blesses you and your soon-to-expand family. Your friend, Tro. P.S. Thanks for the warning about the yellow snow. Parmak had never heard of that one.
In the sacred coffee stain of Parmak, you heard Scott Fortney as Paul Duffy, Ray Saltrelli as Al, Terry Cooper as Tro, Kim Giannopoulos as the narrator, Peter Catt as the guard, Deborah Adams as Pam, Elise Krawick as Alice, Joe Stofko as Mr. Wilson, and Natalie Stanfield Thomas as Ellen. The script was written by Mike Murphy. Direction and post-production was by Tim the Jester Gillick. This has been a presentation of Circus 13 Productions, copyright 2012. All rights reserved. This is your narrator, Kim Giannopoulos, speaking.